For the past year and a half, neighborhood electric vehicles, or NEVs, have been giving free rides to people in certain parts of Tampa, much to the consternation of taxicab companies who believe they put them at an unfair disadvantage. But because the rides were free, they were not regulated. But that changed today when the Hillsborough County Public Transportation Commission, or PTC, ruled that the car service does receive compensation in the form of advertising and tips, and that means they can be regulated. And that means for now, the four companies that run the NEVs are out of work. Todd Persico is the owner of Hop Tampa.
You know, it's one industry that's really been pushing hard to remove us from the picture or have us regulated. And I had no problem against being regulated. And in fact, I was the one who started this whole service here in Tampa. And, you know, 6 months before I actually started the operations of it in February of 08, I was doing research and I had written letters and tried to talk to different people in the public transportation arena about the service I was proposing, and it all pretty much fell on deaf ears. So I started it, and now we've come to this. I built a business over a year and a half, and now all of a sudden I'm being told that I can't operate it anymore.
For months, cabbies like Charles Smalling have come before the commission claiming that the cars, which look like stretched out golf carts, have had an unfair advantage and have been hurting their businesses.
They are fun, they're nice, they're convenient, but they're also dangerous. And that's the number one issue you should be looking at now, is a safety issue. And it's huge. And who's going to get sued? Who's going to get sued when they have that horrific accident?
Smalling claims he's also seen the cars driving faster than 35 miles per hour, which by law they are not allowed to do. The commission has debated for months on whether or not the NEVs are receiving compensation. Attorney Michael Moses said that the owners of the NEVs have admitted as much.
The NEV people said 3 months ago that they look for a way to get around your regulations to be able to do this, which implies their intent was to make money. No matter how you look at this, there's money being made, and it should be regulated by you folks. And I support the decision to move forward for public safety and support the regulations, which are here to keep people safe.
John Dingfelder is one of two Tampa City Council members who sits on the PTC. Earlier this year, he brought the issue before the council, but as PTC attorney Orlando Perez recounted, the council said they wanted to wait for the commission to act.
The city has the authority to prohibit any travel by NEVs, whether they're carrying passengers or not, on certain roads, if they find that to be a dangerous situation because of particular characteristics of the road, even if that roadway is marked 35 miles an hour or less. So there's a lot of discretion that the municipalities have in this regard, but when it was presented to council, they deferred, decided not to.
Attorney Seth Mills has defended Yellow Cab before the PTC in earlier actions. He argued that the board has dithered on the ruling for the issue for far too long and that they needed to decide whether or not they had the authority to regulate the NEVs.
If you believe this is affecting the relationship between the traveling public and motor vehicles, then you have jurisdiction, even if it wasn't for compensation. The second issue is what is for hire. As I just told you, as cited in this particular section, for hire is defined as any motor vehicle, and I'm quoting, in the county transporting persons for compensation. Now, the question you have to decide is, what is for hire?
Chairman Kevin White asked Board Attorney Orlando Perez that if the commission decide to regulate the NEVs and classify them as taxi cabs, even though they don't ask for fares, that could be problematic, since currently there's a cap on issuing new permits in the county for taxis.
If we did that and we took action on that right now today, then we essentially put all of them out of business today because we don't have any permits to issue. Is that correct or incorrect?
Your staff would be able to issue citations for violation of the act, if that's the way you would interpret it. And until they obtained their permits, they would be in violation of the PTC law.
But that's exactly what ended up happening. Again, one of the proprietors of the neighborhood electric vehicles in Tampa, Todd Persico with Hop Tampa.
Permits won't be available for another couple months, as far as I know. And also, by shutting us down and not allowing us to even get to that point, then basically, without that permit, we cannot operate.
When permits are up again in a few months, as you said, do you hope to acquire those and get a chance to resume your business?
Right. I mean, but that's a couple months without, you know, operating without revenues. And I think that, you know, that's the main issue that I'm looking at, is that, you know, I built this business in, you know, in a year and a half, and now I'm being told that all of a sudden, you know, I have advertisers that, you know, we count on for sponsorship and to help this thing keep going. And that's the other thing. I've never asked for a dime from the city. I provided a service free of cost for an area that needed this type of service, and honestly, everybody loves this service. and now we're being told we have to shut down.
Tampa City Council member Joseph Gaetano said it was time for the PTC to act.
If we continue to put it off, we're going to be in a lawsuit for allowing this to take place. So I think we should stop it. If they decide they want to go to court, we'll take that avenue.
But Commissioner John Dingfelder, an attorney himself, took exception with the board accepting the options laid out by attorney Seth Mills, who was arguing that the board must regulate the NEVs.
We have a process. It's a state-mandated process through the APA, the Procedures Act. All right? Let's use the process. Let's not jump the gun, okay? I don't know who Mr. Mills represents, but I know that he doesn't represent us. Mr. Perez does. So let's slow down a little bit. I'm not taking a substantive position here today at all. But let's just slow down a little bit.
Commissioner Rose Ferlita agreed with Joseph Gaetano that the board should stop deliberating and start making decisions.
This is something that, you're right, we continue to talk about it, and the potential of litigation is always there, but that's not how we determine what our decisions are. Litigation is going to be potential on either side. I think that the hugest thing for me is the public safety issue. And the longer we wait to take action, regardless of who represents whom, doesn't matter. It's still we taking a position as this board.